Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a
people. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Lois Bullock, and this is Let's Talk Truth, and we're here today to have another dynamic broadcast. We're going to talk today on why are marriages on the decline? And we're asking everyone and thanking everyone for tuning in. For those of you that's calling in, dialing 323-580-5712, and you can listen to our broadcast live while we're talking. We hope that every time we come on the air, we give you a thought-provoking topic that will absolutely start you to thinking differently. We're talking today about why are marriages on the decline. We have guests in our studio today, and these are a young man. He's married, so he has a family. We have one young lady here that's not married, and I am also not married. So we're going to see what has happened from back in the day to now. Why do you know we feel that marriages are on the decline? As I say at every broadcast, we are here on our show called Let's Talk Truth. So this tells you that there is only one truth. That truth is God's truth. And if we are to be come to some semblance of truth in the matter, we have to encompass it with the Word of God. So anytime, you know, we're talking, we don't want anybody to think that we're trying to preach to you, because I'm sure you have your various preachers, teachers, whomever, that's supposed to do what they're going to do for you and to give you some truth to whatever you're saying. But we are going to encompass it with the Word of God. Okay? Why are marriages on the decline? And it appears that more and more men and women are finding other ways to connect rather than the traditional tie the knot method. Now, we're here this evening to explore why men and women are becoming less and less interested in one of life's greatest investments, which is known as holy matrimony. Now, there are several great investments that men and women have in a lifetime. One of them, marriage. The other one is buying a house. Any major investment that two people undertake, marriage seems to be falling shorter and shorter. And we know that marriage is a great institution that has been set aside by God, because this is where families come from. So we're going to welcome our guests today. We're going to welcome Courtney. We're going to welcome Shannon and see if we can get some feedback from them that can also stimulate your thoughts and your mind on why our marriage is on the decline. Okay, anybody want to start out?
I will. I have several reasons that I think that marriage is on the decline, so I'm going to have to go with fiction. You said something earlier saying it's a wonderful institute. That shows your age. Most people in the baby boomer age, they believe in what marriage is supposed to stand for. Biblically speaking, marriage was set aside to be a union for two people to, you know, nourish, you know, flourish on the earth, to have a seed and, you know, have lifelong companionship until that person passes away. That's why the vows say, until death do us part. That's why, that's traditionally what it was set aside for. But the view now of marriage is not that it's a wonderful institution, because for several reasons. You get these people who enter into these marriages. You know, I've never seen a couple, oh, we were married for, you know, 80 years and we're having our golden anniversary or our, you know, wooden, a cockatoo anniversary. I don't know what they mean, but, you know, have these anniversaries without a lot of adversity. Now, my biggest thing, infidelity, that's me. I refuse, you know, I have never heard of a person who said we've been married for 80 years and someone has not been unfaithful. And they say, oh, well, you know, he had his little issue back in the day, or she had her little issue back in the day, and we worked past it. Well, I think if you enter into marriage, that's something you shouldn't work past. We can argue about bills because we both are responsible for the money. You know, that can be a disagreement. We can argue about, certain aspects of the child rearing and things like that. That can be something that you can have a disagreement about. But, most people my age refuse to believe that the institution stands for what it used to. Even if you take in the Bible days, look back in Old Testament, they all had one, two, three, four wives, concubines, and laying up with everybody. Is that what marriage, because last time I checked in Genesis, it said Adam and Eve, not Adam, Eve, Teresa, and Renee, and then Charles and James, and, you know, it didn't say that. It didn't say all those different people. It was a union of two people, and that is it. But historically speaking, if you look in the Bible, into the New Testament, that's when everybody started having the one-on-one marriages. Before that, mostly everybody had more than one wife and concubines and all this kind of stuff. That ain't how it was created. Let me say this. I'm going to ask you a question, mm-hmm. because you're so very adamant about what you're saying, and I'm not here to try and change your mind. What I hope at the end of this, what I hope we come to is a solution to say this is the truth, whether we conform to it or not. Mm-hmm. This thing is, it has to be the truth. It doesn't matter if I don't go along with it or if you don't go along with it, but what is the truth? Now, you were talking about the more than one wife and all that. Well, that came about why? When sin came in the world. Mm-hmm. Sin brought all of this into the world. Now, but to get down to that, what she's saying, you said no one in today's time believe in it. That's what we're trying to come up with. Why don't they believe
in
it?
Because nobody's been walking. Okay, really, we all know the truth. The truth is people don't walk in the path to which they're supposed to walk in to enter into the institute of marriage. You know, I read something before, and they said when you get married, this man said marriage, he proposed to his girlfriend, and she said, I do. I will. I'll marry you. And he began to think, and he said it was coming down to the wedding, and he said, marriage isn't for me. And everybody freaked out. Do you mean marriage isn't for you? He said, no, my marriage is for her. I found someone who I want to find to show happiness or to make happy above all others. That's how marriage is supposed to be. You don't enter into a marriage for you. You're supposed to enter into the marriage for that person, and they enter into it for you. And that's the problem. The problem is a lot of people come into marriage with themselves in mind. You want to sacrifice yourself above all things for that person. That's who you want to be happy. That's who you can see yourself raising kids with. That's who you can see, regardless if stirring that coffee, making that racket in the cup in the morning will get on your nerves. Otherwise, you can look past that and still love that person anyway. That's what you call a sacrifice. And no one nowadays knows what sacrifice means. Everybody's all about me, 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 what I want. Now, I know I can say that because I'm one of those people. But it's just certain things I refuse to put up with.
and mine is infidelity, and that seems to be running rampant throughout everything nowadays. You see it everywhere. The women with all these babies, you keep having baby after baby with these men. Then they finally, you know, marry you, and or they don't marry you, and you common law, and it's just a bunch of mess. So that's why people don't believe in it, because no one's really done it. You believe in what you see or what someone has informed you of, and you can see, like, God, I can't see him, but I can feel him. I know he's real. But if you're telling me, oh, you know, Shannon, marriage is great. You ain't supposed to do this. Shut me. Well, go ahead, Courtney.
My take on marriage, first of all, to the about the one, more than one wife back in the day, that was strictly for to procreate, to just to have, just to make babies, to further land, to further your race. That's why in those days, that's why you didn't have just one. In actuality, Eve and Adam, they were not married. They were put here strictly to procreate, just to procreate, just like animals, just to reproduce. So that right there is, you know, you can't really base it on that. But the reason why it's not because of people don't see it or people like that. What it is people don't want to work at nothing no more. And,
exactly.
And it's not about seeing it in 80 years, and yes, if that person does, like you said, your thing is infidelity. Well, somebody else's might be money, because nowadays infidelity doesn't break up marriages. Money is a major thing,
financial,
way higher than infidelity. So, I mean, that's just people's opinions on what it is.
Right,
but
this for everyone.
Yeah, but what it is, are you willing to work through? Because, see, you'll be put to that test. Are you willing
to work? I'm not
willing
to work through infidelity.
Then that's your – I mean, those are the things that we have to understand about marriage. Are you willing to work? Because, see, marriage is not hunky-dory. Marriage is not what people – see, the thing of it is people's ideal of marriage is flawed in the beginning. That's what it is. They think that when you go get married, all the bells and whistles happen. And with true, the first year or two, yes, is that after that, you know, you're going to have arguments. You're going to have different views or whatever like this. But it's all about your compromising. Are you willing to stick it out and do whatever it is, whatever it takes to further the goal?
Right.
People
now,
don't want to do that.
You, I'll compromise. Let me ask you a question, because people tell me that I live in a fantasy world, because I believe that if you get to the right marriage, if God put two people together, if God puts them together, I don't believe they'll argue.
That's
because it has nothing to do with that. It's what I believe. And
it
does. Belief is not
because
based on
because you can't live
age.
In the spirit
okay,
24 hours
all,
a day.
It
and
has
if you are living
okay.
in flesh, you're bound to sin. You're two different people
now,
with two different views and aspects.
Hold on. Before you finish. Now, you just sat up here and said something about you believe, your belief was infidelity is just
mm-hmm.
the counsel. Well, she believes in that. Now, these are the things. See, this is the flawed part. This is what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
But what is actually the truth?
Exactly.
Truth is based on a belief that is turned and people can see it and make it fact. So that is truth. But we all have different opinions. We all have different opinions. So we strive. We strive to do a thing. Now, I'm not saying that you're wrong, or I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Right.
It's all difference of opinion. But the thing of it is the thing that I ask people to do about this is you have to put it to the test.
To the test. And
to see if you are right, because the only way that we know about science
If someone tried it.
Somebody said, they hypothesized something. They said, I think that this should, and it didn't work out sometimes. And they said, well, this didn't work because it is. This is how opinions are made.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to understand is our generation today, just like Shannon said, she has a breaking point that it just will not. But if we so-called give us, everybody has that cutoff point, then that's our generation like that. We cut off about everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to stay on the jobs long enough. We don't want to do anything long enough because we don't want to put in the
time and the effort. The thing is, okay, like you said, a marriage is work. It's a contractual agreement, basically, that you're making with another human being. And if you indicated first with, you know, going into the relationship, what you're not going to put up with, and they do.
Well, let me ask you
this.
That
means that's null and void right there. You didn't care what I thought.
But then that means you're coming together with somebody based on a contract. But when your heart enters into that contractual agreement, you don't.
But, okay, like you're saying, now if your heart, we all, see, the thing of it is there's no perfect. There's no perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
We will, everyone will do something to someone that they love. They will do it. We do it to our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
We do it to our fathers. We do it to our sisters, and we do it to our brothers. Now, if we do it to our blood, then why can't we just throw it off and say, no, I'm not going to do it to someone that's opposite, because if you're marrying your blood, then something's wrong. So if you're marrying someone, you know, you're marrying someone outside, so you know I'm not saying it's going to happen,
right.
But you have to understand that
there are
possibilities. It's a possibility,
right,
for everything. And once we grow up trying to distance ourselves from our parents about things. We distance ourselves from their, look at our grandma. Now, see, when we love it when our grandma and grandpa, we can see them up together and all this, but we don't know their history. But what appears to us is they lived good.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know their history.
Mm-hmm.
But
no story.
Look at the good times. See, we come into something focusing on bad. We don't want no bad. We don't want no bad.
Don't get me wrong. Let me tell you. It'll be a whole
different thing. We don't want nothing bad. Everything now is all about safety. Everything now is geared towards safety. I can look, and this is still pertaining to this.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me. Now, we can't have kids riding a bike without being with a whole suit of armor on. Oh my God, this thing happening. Oh my, we want to be so safe. We want to take injury and hurt out of everything.
They get
which
the
you
age can't, flying around.
Which you can't, but that's not just infidelity.
No, I know what I'm saying.
But
I was talking about the safety issue.
Yeah, I'm just saying everything. But we do that too. Oh my God, wash your hands 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Do this. Make sure you take a flu shot. All this kind of stuff. Now, to the untrained eye, it seems nothing's wrong with it. But if you track this safety record, this didn't start. Because until we got grown, my age got grown, and the age
started making decisions.
It started making decisions because we want everything easy. Nothing. We don't want to go through no pain.
Exactly.
So that's why marriage is, because it's a pain. We don't want to have. We want all our money for ourselves. We don't want to have to put money together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Because let me tell you why we don't put money together. Because a woman. Their mothers and them tell them, make sure you keep your stash off in case
mm-hmm.
you got to bail out. And the husband, I'm going to keep everything in my mama name and all of this kind of stuff. So you already saying, you know what, whatever.
You know.
As the old folks did, they went in and they did like this. They went to the
they went to the mountaintop with the other person.
Yes.
And they said, you know what? We're going to get married. You're going to get married? We're going to get married. Now, you know me. You know me. You know, we might have an argument, but you know what? Let's jump off this mountain together and throw out everything. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to jump off this together.
You know,
and if I get hurt, I get hurt because that's a part of life, getting hurt.
Yes, but that brings me back to what I said earlier when you were saying how the generation is so skeptical. Why are the generation
because we're trying to force ourselves away from our parents so much. We don't want the old ways.
Yes, you're trying to make a place that has already been made. Let me tell you how I know you're accurate and on point. I was married to a very, very nice man. Now, I can look at how we ended up. He cheated on me. He with another woman. But hold up. But partially, I was right in there with him, headed to that place of infidelity. Because you know what? We were married. I worked every day. And this man never saw one of my checks. Never knew how much money I made. When I got paid, my check went on me. I bought shoes. I bought clothes. And I would scratch his eyes out if he asked me for my check or where my check was. Now, you tell me, what kind of marriage is that? Will that keep two people together or force them apart? Because I'm saying to him, we're married, but we're married just to a certain point.
And this is what I want to bring up, because you know a lot of things they all when someone of the woman or the man, they say, you know what, when one of them stray or lose the money or something and they break up, it's gonna either you didn't have to. You didn't have to spend all the money, or you didn't have to cheat. It's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And see, now that right there is the biggest. That's the biggest deception right there, because
exactly because
it,
one
it
person
can't
be
can't
the
have
whole
the whole.
Fault.
It has
and
the
I
whole
would,
thing.
And I agree with that, but communication is key, because the problem is people have a problem with knowing how to communicate. If something bothers me, it is for me to indicate to my mate.
No
Listen,
one knows
I,
how to do that.
I don't like this.
No
this is,
one.
This is really bothering me. It feels like it's tearing me apart. And I love you, and I want this to work. But you're killing me. You know, we need to stop this behavior.
And it's up to that.
If I speak it out and I'm sitting there talking to you, if that mate is not receiving it and they go out and still do that, that's their bad. That is not mine.
Either way, but a person, you have to get a person to that point. Now, a lot of people get married and bring so much baggage into the marriage from a past relationship. I've been hurt. I'm not going to allow you to hurt me, so I'm putting this wall up.
Exactly.
We're going to be married, but I've got a wall between
us. It's so many dynamics,
but it all
stems from because my mom's generation, those are the people that's 50 years, 25 years and stuff. We as young people, we wiser. We get wiser. We get smarter. So we think, you know what? We can do this thing better.
We got technology.
We can do this thing better, and it hurts us
it
because
does.
We don't want to. You know, we can say, and I say it all the time. We can say, you know, communication and all this kind of stuff, but there are abnormalities for everything.
Mm-hmm. I was
and the thing of it is it keeps on going back to working the thing every day. You have to work this every day. And if we're going to go all the way back in the olden days, nobody dated. So we can go back to where it was, where the man just walked up to a man and said, "Hey, I'm gonna pay you for your daughter."
Oh no!
Or I'm gonna see that people bought or arranged marriage.
Let me say this,
and then they grew into love.
Now that is right there also the key. I listened to about four or five young females, and they were talking about why they weren't married. And every one of them said, well, you know, my career, my this, my that, and I'm making, you know, this six-figure salary, and I'm going to do this. And, you know, I just, if I'm going to have a man, he's going to have to work, and he's going to have to be up there, and he's up where? See, these are expectations that we have put
and
aside for ourselves.
The women, that, the women who are doing that, they're sorry and everything. See, that right there is.
But they have all of these expectations.
They have to be this.
Heard any one of them say, if God would send me a man, I would receive him. They always have these expectations. And let me say this. When they're doing the expectations and you're not marrying the man, but guess what? You're sleeping with several. You're sleeping your way through every man until I've got to have, I bet you're sleeping with one and ain't working. You are.
That's usually the one they're sleeping with.
Exactly.
And leave the man that's working. Oh,
exactly.
So they have all of these expectations.
So
I'm just gonna do the dude
making themselves hypocrites, because you're actually keeping yourself from getting married. And you hit the nail on the head. We're so geared to, I'm going to make my own way in life. Forget what has been set aside in the past. People don't realize those blocks of wood or that foundation has already been laid. Stop trying to relay a foundation over something that's already been laid.
That leads me, like I said, to what my next thing was when I said the marriage material. Look at the folks that are out here now. I know everybody who's listening is not of African-American descent, but I was flabbergasted the other day because I saw a post online from, it was three or four different people, and the words were the real N-word. They said they put the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the real N-word? I need a real N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, and I was talking to another young gentleman about it, and I said, why do women put that out there for the world to see? And he said something that was so profound, and it shocked me because it came from him. He said, well, they wonder why they keep getting baby daddies and keep getting these people that do them a certain kind of way, because they're looking for the real N-word, and they're
mm-hmm.
not looking for a man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying, I
but
I
see,
Lord, send me
really,
a man. Look at who is marriage material? Do you want, look at these women. I know that they're, what's the thing they always talk about in church, what's it called, a psalm, whatever, but something woman.
Proverbs 31:1.
I'm not saying you have to go that deep, but just on a
yes,
basic,
you do. That's why you should try to go.
On a basic level, number one, when women learn from a woman's perspective, from what I can see, it's a never-ending cycle. One person ruins another person. So when that person dates somebody else, they ruin that person because of what they went through.
That's
with
what
person.
I just got to say. They
it
take
goes on and on. Yeah, so the baggage, they pass it around like candy. Now, when you sit up here and you tell me, I want a real man, but then you turn around and you steady grinning with other men, you going on dates with other men, you're doing all the things based on a basic level that the most remedial person in the world can understand and get right when it comes to a relationship. You cannot get that functionality down, but you expect to be someone's wife. You know, people don't realize everybody always, it's good, you know, everybody have your, what they call a cuddy buddy, someone to shack and sleep with. Okay, no one, very seldom do they take, I mean, the Pretty Woman story was on TV. No one's going to take the hooker home.
And
straight from the street and say, oh, this is my wife.
I'll give you another thing on about marriages and things like that. Basically, and this is, I'm going to give you the woman part, and then I'm going to give you the man part, because I don't want to say I'm
bashing women or pro-woman
or bashing men. Women today, the ones that are single, most of them, are too controlling.
Yes.
That drive, and you got to have it your way all the time. That'll drive, and you can go through all the communication in the world. That has to get out of them. They have to want that out of them, because that controlling will drive a man away.
Because
nobody wants that. It's just
a man is supposed to lead a family, not
and then
the
say,
other way around.
But I want you to take charge. You won't never let me take charge, because if I say we going west, nah, we not going west. And I say, well, you know, we going to go west. No, we not going to say it. And
but
then
you just
don't.
Go west.
And
I'm going east.
Now, men, on the other hand, we take everything too logical.
And not even that.
We don't have any.
You want to throw their roll out every 5 minutes.
We have to. That's not always the case. And now, I just said that. And the facts, basically, is men, and I say we too logical, and we are too lazy. Men today are too lazy. We expect things handed to us. We don't want to work for anything. And so if you get a nagging woman, you know, a controlling woman, and a lazy man, that's misery. You know,
because
even in the Bible, it said, now, you're talking about the Bible. It says in the Bible that it is better to be on the rooftop
in the house with a brawling
than in a wide house with a brawling woman. Now, this is Bible. So we have to understand these things that we have to check ourselves. It's not all about, oh, that person should have known or whatever like this. If we get ourselves right,
mm-hmm.
and get out of the denial, and I'm not talking about the river, but get out of denial that we're perfect when we're not, and
mm-hmm.
we say, we always say, oh, we got flaws, but fix them. If you got flaws, fix them. Quit saying, I got them. Yeah, we know you got them. Fix them, and then do it, because anything is possible to overcome.
Yeah, everything
was
fixable.
Everything is fixable. If it wasn't, God said, there's nothing new under the sun. And if he ain't going to be no.
He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
everything
me.
Everything is fixable.
So
if I have 1,000 wives or whatever like that, that's fixable. If she goes with 1,000 husbands, or get her boyfriend, that's fixable.
Mm-hmm.
If I lose a job, that's fixable. But it's only fixable if I say, you know what, we going to
fix it.
If we want to fix it.
And this is where the word L-O-V-E comes in.
People throw that word
people,
around, they don't know what it means.
But this is how you know what it means. When you love someone,
I think that's what my name is,
enough to give, you know, sacrifice for them, to lift them up. You have to uplift other people before you lift yourself up, especially if that's your husband or your wife.
Not for you,
now, so we're coming into, we're getting to the why marriages are on the decline. We've discussed the fact that what people believe nowadays. We've discussed that past hurts have caused this. Then we have talked about expectation. We expect too much. We think we're gold, and what we have is going to, I don't have to do anything, so I'm going to expect the highest of the highest for myself. And we never think about what it's going to actually take to do what you're supposed to do. Then the next element I think we need to address is the unknown. People don't want to get married because they don't know what's ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
like I said about the jumping off of the thing, the older people, they said whatever's going to be, what's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Because the word trust, You know, you don't know what God is going to do, but by faith you trust him. I didn't know this years ago. Had I known this years ago, I'd probably still be married to the same person. But you don't. So you go about life, you make 1,000 mistakes. Now, I would be so out of line.
But see, you made the mistakes because you didn't try to fix yourself. Like
yes.
You said, you were flawed, but you thought you was perfect.
Of course, and I went through the thing. And I'm going to tell you another thing that I didn't know. I still don't know how to do it. And it takes everybody doing for themselves. If your husband should cheat on you or your wife should cheat on you, I hear people say, girl, you need to fight for your husband.
Fight who?
That, you know, and fight how? There's an unhidden rule that women feel like I can do something to draw his attention back to me, and men feel like there's some way I can draw the woman's attention back to them. So that's how they fight. I never figured out what they meant when they said, I'm going to fight for your marriage, girl. Fight for your marriage. I never understood what people meant. And if somebody listens to this broadcast, can tell me what they mean.
I think what it means is to, when you say you fighting for it,
that means don't just give up and walk away because somebody did one little thing.
No, not only that, but the thing of it is, because like, as Shannon said, infidelity. Infidelity is caused by, one reason is caused by a lack of attention. That because when you're dating or you get married the first time, it's one way, but then you don't keep up that way. Like men, if you married the woman, and they say, you supposed to love me with in my moo-moo. Yeah, that's true, but I don't want you in a moo-moo every day. You know what I'm saying?
Let's say, well, it breaks down to whatever you did, whatever person you showed them that when they married
exactly.
you,
that's
the person you have to conceal.
Because
we,
as men and women, it's men and women, hold on, men and women, like a man, we want to see our wives in things like we like to see them. Now, this is women like to get mad when men look at other women. But then you look at yourself and look at them. And you might have a body or whatever. He with you with the body. You know, that's fine. But when ain't nobody there or the kids are gone, dress like he wants you to dress. How about that? Men, quit. You came to her, you might have had a little gut, but you don't have to eat the whole kitchen. Push back from that table. Lose a little of that weight and make it, because it's all about, even the marriage is still, you have to be attracted to the person.
Well,
and if every day, yes, you do, because every day, if I'm in work pants every day and I stink every day, my wife is going to be like, you know what? And then she goes to work and here's some man with like rose petals and his chest is booming out of his shirt. And he, you know, flexed his muscle one time where I did do that. I flexed back in the day, but now I said, I got it now. I'm just going to go undo my button, you know. Oh, I don't have to suck my stomach in no more. Boom, and pop it all out. Then
you know,
she going to be like, and then her eye going to start wondering. So I'm going to fight. I'm going to go to that gym. Because if I'm going to fight them for looking, I might as well, you know what, I need to hit the gym. And see, people don't understand. You know, people that's single and stuff like that, I'm married, so I'm going to tell you the truth. This is the thing. We want the same thing how we met you. You know, now, if you put on weight and stuff like that, that's fine. But still act the same way. You know, don't
that's
just
true.
Let your hair go all out while
I saw Lawrence get a little disdained a moment ago when she was like, no, I don't agree with that. Think about
no,
this.
No.
If you married a man tomorrow and y'all dated for a year and he had a full head of hair and you love just looking at his hair, running your fingers through it, and on your, you know, about a year after you get married, he finally decides to tell you it's a little glue on piece like a lace front wig for me, and he slide that thing off and all you looking at is his bald head.
So you going to tell him, you know what, when we go out,
I'm gonna need you to put that on. You know, you're gonna have to. But honey, yeah. my head need to breathe. Okay, and
it didn't breathe. We meant
put a little curl bag on or something like that. But when you know, when we get up, put that on. Cause
well, I don't want. I really don't want to believe that I would be that.
No,
but hold on. That's not superficial. It's how you meet. Listen,
no. That's
if you meet, listen. As I have a brother, and I know a lot of men. If you meet a woman and she cooking for you every Saturday morning in a thong and some high heel shoes, of course, when kids come around,
you can't
do that. But when the kids ain't around, honey, slip that thong on them high heel shoes and get in there and cook. You have to, whatever you do to get somebody, you got to keep it up.
That's like a house.
You can't just change.
You just can't.
You
can't
just
mow the yard one time.
Yeah.
You can't go mow that thing.
Man, I mowed that lawn 10 years ago, and you wonder why you can't get out your front door.
And wonder why you got a Jaguar that won't let you out the front door. You like,
or the
he wasn't
got
there.
A citation.
He wasn't there 2 years ago. I can't even get out of my house. I don't even know who the president is now because the weeds done grown over that knocked my satellite out, and
okay.
I'm just stuck.
It's the truth. That's the truth. Anything that you acquire has to be maintained.
You have to maintain.
Marriage,
and that's
the
thing too.
Change the oil every now and then.
That's the thing.
Bring the spice
of
life. But people think that just because you married, from my friends who are married, I know they've gone through a lot. I know friends who've gotten divorces. Why they get divorced? Because you think, oh, now I'm married. Now I can just do whatever. And every time before, you know, you stayed at the, girl, I got to go to the mall, I got to get these shoes, and, oh, girl, I got to get my hair done. And every time you walking around with a little do-rag on, your side starting to miss because you done kept flicking that hair back, your baby hair gone.
It done grew up and left home.
Okay. Your baby hair done grew up and left home, and you wonder why you sitting there, and every time you sitting around, you is eating some candy.
And then your husband, and then,
and
tell you what it is. And since we are, let's talk truth, and you say about the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and the devil is going to parade Miss Parker, some old big bottom girl with some little shorts that just so happened to walk by. When you say, and then the man will say, oh, she, you know, baby, can't, you know, and then they get mad when you're trying to communicate. But you can't communicate with a girl, a woman. If you say she's fat, she's going to go off on you. If you say, you know, these things. So we, men, we dumb.
If you say, I'm tired of them grandma pants and them grandma drawers.
You know, why all your pants got elastic in them?
Why your boxing drawers ain't got no rim around the top?
Exactly.
Know, these are questions
you know,
that
and us men, you know, men, you know,
why you can't wash good? Why you got streaks in your undies? Those are things you ask.
Men, and I know every man is guilty of this. Having, keeping your unmentionables too long. And when I say too long, you develop holes in them and stuff like that. That's not cute. You know, what you need to be, just like Shannon said, see, this is the thing. Youngsters don't want to maintain anything. You see the cars, you know, they drive. I just drove it. When the last time you changed oil? Oh, about 4 years ago. Well, that's why your engine
that's
went
what
out.
That ticking is, it won't even get up no more.
But that's why your engine and you got $5,000.
Well, they keep it looking good. They put
the
rims. No,
they keep the
rims.
They keep the outside maintained.
But the inside. That's why the radios be so loud, you can't hear that.
And so that's like a marriage. We keep the outside, but the inside is messed up. So we got to work on the inside. That's the most important part of the car is the inside.
And we don't know, most people don't know how to uplift anyone but themselves. Do you know that the self-esteem is something that has to be stroked every now and then?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no
that's
wrong
why, that's why women look at the man and the man look at the woman because this is it, just, you know, And then when you go to work or you go out to the supermarket and some man says, dang, lady, you got, boy, look at them legs, golly. And you're like, my husband never tells me that. I'm going to go with Bob, you know, and every day Bob is up there. Bob is up there flexing his picks and picking up, oh, yeah, I pick up all this produce. You know what I'm saying? I water all the produce. And he's saying stuff in the, he like, oops, and the water get all on him and make his muscles glisten. And he look like the man from 300. And she like, ooh.
And then the woman
water. And then
dropping stuff in the stove. Oh my God!
And she just so happened to have them little terry cloth shorts on, and the men looking
and
like
her alone. She got that good Remy in.
Yeah, and that you can And then it's you look at it, and she's like, you know what? You're just such a handsome man. Oh my God! You know,
I bet your wife's a lucky woman. I wish I.
And then you go home.
So open right there.
And then here, you go home is.
You got Lumumba. You make me sick. Every time I look at you, your face big. What, did you bring me something to eat?
Yeah, you don't want to hear that all the time. And I mean, there's so many dynamics, but like
you have to uplift somebody.
Not that your face is big.
Yes, you do. Every time you come around, your face big. Ooh, did you bring me something to eat? Dang. Ooh, these kids getting on my nerves. Get your sons away from you. Been tripping all day. I'm sick of him.
Yeah, now, oh, you home. Here are the kids. I thought the kids was both of ours. You know, yeah, I'm home. Yeah, you've been sitting there. See, that's one. You've been sitting at home all day. Here are the kids. I'm tired. I just been at work 15 hours. It's both of ours. We both going to have to take care of these kids. And see, that's that you do this and you do that and this. It's already showing. When you doing that, okay, you do this and I do that, you're already showing division.
So
it should be, we going to do this. We're going to do that.
And then not even that. That's why you have things. You know what, my Caucasian brothers and sisters out there that are listening, I'm a firm believer in their chart, delegating things so that one person doesn't feel like they're being the sole issuer of a duty or a job. Okay, so like if you delegate for the man to take out the trash, that means that you're sole responsible for loading the dishwasher, make sure the kitchen's clean. You know, it's a compromise. You do things like that. That way one person doesn't feel like they're doing more than the next. Now, if you're at home, mom, sometimes I don't have no kids. But I know sometimes them kids will make you lose it. But when the, whoever come home, the wife, she's at home, the working person, or the husband, sometimes you want to say, the quaking and the hollering and did everything. I've been choked. Give me a minute. Let me go take me a bubble bath. That's fine. Take a little Daquavian, bath some on your knee for a few seconds. Oh, daddy love you. Mommy loves you. I've been in work all day. You ready to get your bath? Let me give you your bath. Boom. That takes all of an hour after your day. Wind down. Boom. Throw that baby in the bed. Then you relax and you have to make time for one another. But couples nowadays don't want to make time for one another unless it's to make more babies. But that time don't mean screwing. And I hate to be serious like that, but that's the truth. People think, you don't never spend time. I mean, now don't get me wrong. Sex is a very important part of marriage because after finances, it's the sex life. If you're not giving it up to your husband or your wife, eventually no one is a nun. You just sign up for a nunnery. Eventually the devil will shake a little tail feather towards you, whatever is your weakness.
The exotic male review just so happened to come in town, and her girlfriends be like, we going to go there, and then it's over for you.
Yeah, she can't
then
just go and say, oh, I'm going to tip a little bit. Let me go home. Ooh, my husband's so handsome. No, she ain't going to say that.
She's like,
that buff down big face. I can't see his big face when I'm sitting here looking at Thor, God of Thunder. Yes, can I get some more dollar bills? And same thing with
and
him.
Then I'm going to be
like Isis, queen of the gigolator. Hey, Isis is gigolating all over here in them terry cloth shorts. I've been trying to get my wife to wear. My wife with that old moo-moo on. I'm so sick of that onesie she walking around in. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can't. It's the truth. I mean, if it's
not
the
a
truth.
Onesie.
Okay, hold up. So now, we understand that marriage is a sacred institution. Did we say it was a sacred institution?
What is an institution?
Where they still crazy people?
No.
Is it learning?
Yes, it's a sacred
learning
conglom of learning and commitment. Yes.
So it's so basically,
it's a
what we're going to say is
coming together
why,
to form one
why
common
is,
bond.
Why is marriage on a decline? All aspects. We look, if we have a pie chart, like you said, chart, we put too much time into one thing and don't address all things.
Now we
said from money, infidelity, sleeping, you know, all that kind of stuff.
We don't put enough
of our time into
every
aspect.
Little aspect.
And that's what the young folks don't do. We
and
focus
young
on
people
one
don't
deal.
Want to put forth
you know,
in the world,
you know,
so therefore they
I
don't want to get married.
We're saying young people,
it's young.
Because when I know it ain't just the young, because I look at some Oh, I know some old
young in the mind.
Oh, then that clear that up.
That's
what I know
I'm saying.
Some
it's
old age, what they call old heads. Old people who don't know how to communicate. Marriage
yeah.
is terrible.
It's
the difference is the older you are, the more apt you are to stay into something, whether you're miserable or not. Mm-hmm. Just because you mean it's too much to get divorced and move around. And I think
she's not going
to
get half of
like
my
lady,
house.
And that's the thing,
the
too.
Lady,
like, most people don't want to enter into marriage nowadays because if things don't go right, it's easy for me to move out this house. We can sell this house and move out and I can move on. But if I marry you, then we got to go through court, custody, who got what. Then we got to go and divide and things and get us set
but
up.
See, that's
too
because
much.
when you're going to argue something down. Typically.
And they all going to argue something down.
Yeah, but typically.
That is my Wayne Newton
album. Just go ahead and say, you know what, you know, a man, we get so
yes.
vindictive and stuff. We want to,
like,
you know, like we have a girl,
like a
little girl. Say we have a little girl and something happened. I want custody of a little girl. Really? You want custody of a little girl? So when she come to you and say, I had my first whatever, you're going to be like, I don't want to touch that. So I'm not saying just give it up to the mama because you don't want to, but you know where the nurture is going to
be
at.
It'd
be
different if the child was in danger.
Exactly. And then if you have a house, just don't uproot your children. Let that, you know, let them stay there. You go live in an apartment. Why would you make your kids go do something else?
Exactly.
And give them, you know, just go
That's because you're thinking like a mature man. You're thinking you're putting the child's needs before your own and not.
Not even
woman.
A woman because there ain't nothing, you know, and I'm not saying this because people say, well, Cordy, you know, I've come to the realization really that I can't do that. I can't hate nobody like that to do nobody like I. You know, it's good. You know, whatever is gonna happen, But I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not gonna do you dirty in. I'm not gonna try to, you know, like some men who get cussy of the child. You make good money, but you just get vindictive. I want child support when you don't need it. Things
well,
like.
Let me get, we have 4 minutes left in this broadcast. Listen, I appreciate all of your input, Courtney and Shannon. I'm going to close out by saying that it is true, according to statistics, the institution of marriage is on the decline. And it states in this statistic that in 2011, 51% of Americans were married, compared to 72%. This was in 1960. Look how percentage has
declined.
It's going
to keep dropping.
And it's going to, right now.
It'll make same sex, and then it'll go back up.
Right now, it's down to like 31 marriages per every 1,000 females, single females. Can you believe 31 out of 1,000? Oh, that's what I'm saying. See, they have, I mean, we've gone and we've forgotten that word sacred in marriage. We've forgotten the word sacred. Women have forgotten how God viewed their bodies. And we're just sleeping around and
men
don't
do.
Want to be married.
Yep.
That's...
Well, basically, we're just not taking care of all the aspects
mm-hmm.
of marriage. And
mm-hmm.
and like you said, in the 60s, they had worse times than what we had,
mm-hmm.
but they worked harder.
Yep.
They were all harder workers than we are now. We don't want to work for nothing. We want $85,000 a year on a GED or whatever. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
it could be, but we don't want to work for it. We want everything. Everything got to have a microwave. We want it quick. We want it done,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be retired by 23 because we think we all rappers and all sports
mm-hmm.
stars, and we want to
quit. And then a lot of times we're listening to society. Society is saying to us, don't get married until the person that you're interested in reaches a certain status.
They'll never reach
a certain class.
I learned that. I said that I'm going to wait until I just get all this thing. But if you wait until then, it's never going to be the time.
Exactly. Because if you wait and you wait, you're always going to want more and more of what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you're going to hold things up. So needless to say, sad to say, marriages are on the decline. And for various reasons, and my advice to any single person is to seek God for your direction. Men, it's a lady out there for you. So absolutely, get God's direction and go find her. And I would say to you women, stop taking yourself and counting yourself very cheap and allow God to put a male in your life. So with that said, I want to thank all my guests. And for everybody being here, I want you to say that this is Lois. We've just concluded Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Say goodnight.
Goodnight. All right, then.